Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 26th of August. We remain a free service, which is quite amazing, isn't it, really? Starting off with the Alba Mineral Resources, where the shares hit the initial target that we had at the top of that rising trend channel from the end of February, around 0.16. Really looking for the shares to deliver, I suppose, a 0.15 pence end of week close. That would be ideal. And then we could project the shares up to the next rather optimistic looking target, up towards 0.27, 0.28 over the next few weeks. But things certainly look as though they're shaping up quite nicely at the moment. Onto a stock which is also shaping up rather well. Here we've got Applied Graphene Materials. We had the spike to 45, tested old resistance just under 30, and then back straight back up again, a sort of V-shaped recovery. Current view is that at least while we're above, I suppose, that old 37 pence peak from March last year, we should head higher, possibly much higher. The top of the wide trend channel that I've drawn is heading for 70 pence, and the way things are going, and especially after that extended inverted head and shoulders formation that we had post the autumn, it looks as though the shares have got enough momentum, or will have enough momentum, to hit that 70 pence target, maybe as soon as the end of next month, but as long as they remain above 37 pence. Stock of the day in terms of, I suppose, excitement and engagement is 4D Pharma. Here we had, it's been a bit of a choppy, difficult one in the sense that we had obviously that rally in April that came, that retraced most of itself onto up to July. Second bite of the cherry also rather difficult in the sense that we peaked near a pound, and then came back to the 73 pence, 74 pence, which probably would have stopped people out, and quite rightly so, given that it came back so much. Current situation is that we're resting now on top of that rising trend channel from February at 98 pence. Ideally, we have no end of day close back below that, although that might be too much to ask. Maybe you could use this stage, that peak there from April at 90 pence, but the stop loss is difficult on this one. But otherwise, above 98 pence, looking for that February resistance line projection heading towards £1.25 again, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Next up is a stock which I didn't cover because I was rather put off by the bears. Obviously, it shows how much they know, but the shares basically rehabilitated themselves after that double gap down that we had in July. The time when we had the technical or the charting entry point was probably actually quite high up here at towards 0.52, 0.53 pence. But the view at this stage is that while we have no end of day close back below the latest gap at 0.63 pence, we could see further upside, possibly as much as to the top of that rising trend channel from the end of May up towards 1 penny. So looking quite encouraging there. Stock which has not provided too many difficulties in the recent past is ECR Minerals. Got a lot of fans on the fundamental front as well. Here we hit the target there from the June 2019 resistance line around it was 2.2 pence, but an overshoot in fact. Current situation is that we're in a mid-move consolidation, hopefully, and above the 30-day moving average at 1.95, we should see higher prices. Looks like this stock has seen that line as well. And the next level up on a 1 to 2 month time frame would be up to 3.5 pence for these shares. Current situation, I suppose, is that we've broken that line of resistance from July, around the 2.1 pence level. So that's given us the latest breakout. But while we're above 1.95, looking to head higher there for ECR. Escape Hunt is a stock which I covered belatedly as well. Again, put off by the bears. But it's starting to accelerate now quite nicely. We broke out of that falling wedge from June a few days ago, late last week. And current situation is that we've also broken that mid-July peak at 7.8 pence. While we're above that, looking for 12 pence over the next few weeks. And big target here, if you are a fan of the shares, up to 25 pence plus, which would be that resistance line projection from January. But obviously, there's a long way to go before that. Initially, the 12 pence target looks as though it will do the trick. Hemogenics I covered yesterday twice, both in the Bulletin Board Heroes and then in the Stock Market Watch article. So that's gone rather well. The current situation is that we've managed to break back above that May peak as well. So that's 11 pence. And while we hold above that, looking for a target as high as 22 or even 23 pence at the top of the April rising trend channel. Stock, which was also written off by the bears and looks like it's coming back, partly because we're in a bull market now for small caps, so that does actually help. But Inspirit Energy has had a reasonable rehabilitation in the recent past. The current situation is that we're looking for hopefully a retest of the peak, the early August peak at 0.11 pence, while we remain above the 20-day moving average at 0.06. Bigger picture target up to 0.2 pence plus, perhaps by 2 to 3 months' time. And that's a rising trend channel from November. But at least at the moment, above 0.06, looking for just shy of 0.12. KEFI is a requested stock. And here it's been slow progress, but certainly worth keeping an eye on. The initial August peak there at 2.08 pence and the top of February price channel target as high as 2.7 pence. Ideally, there's no price action back below the 2 pence level, and we even remain above that 2.15 initial peak. N4 Pharma is also looking quite sprightly at the moment. Here you can see that we've been in this mid-move consolidation for the past couple of weeks. Strong daily candle today, opening at the low and so far at the high of the day. So it should be the case that while we're above the 11 pence level, the lows of this week to date, we hit and retest the August peak at 16 pence over the next few sessions. If you're looking for a bigger target to cheer yourself up, probably towards that line of resistance there, heading for the mid-20s, maybe towards 30 pence over the next couple of months. But let's see, early days yet, obviously, for that situation. Just a couple to go. One stock which is probably accelerating as fast as you can. That's set on the basis of the unfilled gaps to the upside. So we've had three in the last month, which is very impressive indeed. The view at this stage is that at least while we're above that last resistance on the way up at 72 pence, we could see further significant gains, possibly up to the top of that November trend channel, currently pointing at £1.20, perhaps by the end of next month or going into October. Stock that I forgot earlier in the session here is Armadale Capital. Just breaking the June resistance there at 4.4 pence, and a weekly close above that, and set up the shares for new leg to the upside, heading as high as 7 pence by the end of next month. Only really back below 4 pence, and that June-July resistance there really kills the bull argument on Armadale. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.